following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Hello, everybody. How you guys doing? Welcome to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. If you're joining us for the first time, and, well, you know, we are on talk radio, so you might be expecting to hear something about politics, finance, health advice. Jim, what else do we not talk about?
We don't do car maintenance.
Yeah, car maintenance.
Yeah, computer repair.
Yeah, we don't cover any of that.
Lots of stuff, really.
What we do is give you a break from all that stuff at the end of the week. Also, to those of you who weren't able to join us last week because maybe you were traveling, maybe the tolerance you've built up to the sound of my voice was shot to hell because of a hangover, a multitude of reasons you could have missed the show last week. So, Happy New Year. One thing you didn't miss, we didn't talk about New Year's resolutions, except for me explaining why I don't make them. Not a complicated answer. I just can't ever keep a resolution. And it's embarrassing to break one after you've announced to everyone who will listen all the thought you placed in making that resolution. One of the most popular resolutions, however, losing weight. I did think about that one.
Spare a little Cheeto, save some chips for me. For one day I'll be back, but right now I'm carbo-free. Loose skirts of linen went out with Labor Day. I can't keep my jeans that hang over my closet door at bay. I know that they won't fit no matter where I stand. I got the zipper zipped with pliers in my hand. I've cut off my circulation. There's no way I can sit
tight as they can.
I'll pass out if I bend over, 'cause these jeans just don't fit. These jeans won't go over my thighs. Curse my DNA. These jeans look good when it's cold outside, and I can't wear another pair. They might make my butt look square
like the Frigidaire.
There's so much out there I can't resist. Ice cream and Thai buffet, it's such a pain. There's so much out there I can't resist. Levi and Calvin Klein, I won't let you down.
She won't let you down.
I wanna wear you both on nights out on the town, but my willpower is weakening. Got a Snickers in my grill.
Gonna stuff my face.
Tear this bad boy up right now. 'Cause rice cakes taste like shit.
These jeans won't go over my thighs.
Every morning when I wake, I curse my DNA. These jeans look good when it's cold outside, and I can't wait.
SpongeBob, okay? I'm not wearing them.
These jeans.
Get those chips away from me.
I got some fried pork rinds.
stop laughing.
Oh, look, Chips Ahoy.
Ooh. Oh, you are so going to hell for doing this to me.
The munchie kind.
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook and Twitter, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
I'm currently cleaning between my toes,
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
Roxbury.
And now, helping us launch the new year with domestical diva-ness. Is that a word? Nah. It's our very own Martha Stewart.
Greetings and Happy New Year, dear.
Happy New Year to you. We've missed you. How have you been?
Splendid.
Good, good. What you got for us today?
You know, dear, when the weather outside is brisk, it's quite easy to heat things up inside with sumptuous, soul-soothing treats.
Sounds yummy. You got some things that are easy to prepare? You know, we don't get too complicated on this show.
These treats go from the oven to table quicker than Joy Behar can say something ignorant.
That's pretty fast.
Today, dear, we'll be starting the year off with fine chocolatey goodness.
I know that would be a big hit at my house. So what are you thinking about?
There's no substitute in winter for a bowl of warm chocolate pudding, dear. For this recipe, you'll need 4 ounces of semi-sweet or bittersweet chocolate, finely chopped, 1/2 stick unsalted butter, 4 tablespoons sugar, 2 large eggs, remembering, of course, to separate the egg whites. 1/2 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and any flavor ice cream for serving is optional. Preheat oven to 375 degrees and place 4 6-ounce ovenproof bowls on baking sheet.
Need to slow down a little bit.
Place chocolate and butter in medium heat proof and set over saucepan of gently simmering water. Stir occasionally until melted. Remove from heat. Mix in sugar, egg yolk,
can you slow down?
And in medium bowl with electric mixer, beat egg whites and salt
until
listening
can't.
Continue beating gradually and add remaining 2 tablespoons of sugar. Beat until mixture is stiff and glossy.
Ain't that the name of your new makeup line, Martha?
Our very own Paula Deen, everybody.
I'm sorry?
Your new makeup line, darling, for women way over 50. Ain't that the name of it? Stiff and glossy?
That's a good one.
Using a rubber spatula, mix 1/3 egg white mixture into chocolate mixture and gently fold in remaining egg white. Bake until tops are puffed and cracked.
Like your face!
Serve warm or at room temperature, topped with ice cream if desired.
Martha, we're getting ready to have to go to break. Are you going to come back with another recipe?
Absolutely, dear.
Okay. Well, don't stay gone so long this time. Or I don't know, maybe it'd be a better idea if she did.
Well, hey, this is Earl T reminding you that, I can't remember what it is that I'm reminding you of. It has something to do with the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour, man.
Good day. This is lesson number 31C on how to converse in Alabama, USA. When talking with someone from Alabama, you must remember that these are a very proud and self-sufficient people. When something goes wrong, they repair it themselves. They enjoy boasting of their abilities to repair just about anything, and therefore will often make this boast at the beginning of a sentence. For instance, when you or I would say, "I'm going to the store," an Alabamian would say, "I'm fixing to go to the store." Please repeat after me. "I'm fixing to put my pickup up on blocks." "I'm fixing to get my dog fixed." A proper reply to these sentences, in fact to anything an Alabamian tells you, is to reassure the individual that your hearing has not suddenly become impaired. Thus, "I heard that." Repeat after me, please. "I heard that." Now for a quiz. I will tell you a statement, and you give me the proper Alabamian response. Here's the sentence. "Say, Clem, that there fella has a shotgun and he's going to blow your head clean off." Did you say, "I heard that"? Very good. Now, if you wish to respond in the negative, there's a very quaint verbal custom indigenous to Alabamians. They start all negative statements with a friendly, "Hey, all!" For instance, "Hey, all, no, it ain't gonna snow." Repeat after me, please. "Hey, all, you don't know what you're talking about." "Hey, all, why don't you just go to hey, all?" That concludes our lesson for today. So, until I'm fixing to give you our next session, hey, all, don't stop practicing. I heard that, and I hope you did too. Goodbye, y'all.
I'm Jolene Roxbury. Thanks for hanging out with us this weekend. Taking time out for silly. It's important for your mental health. We have a lovely show coming up for you. So don't go nowhere. Stay right there, and we'll be right back.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
This is the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Remember when you were a kid and you dreamed of becoming a superhero?
Yeah, Batman, Superman, or even Aquaman. Only that was weird because he was always underwater.
Yeah, and 25 or 30 years later and
ta-ta-ta-ta! Potato Man, Master of the Couch.
Jason's Fitness has been restoring the superhero in men and women for nearly 30 years.
What's their secret?
They take away excuses. They were the first to introduce one-on-one personal training.
Yeah, and they were the first to offer 24-hour access memberships, too.
Plus, they are the dealer of professional-grade home fitness equipment in Mobile and Baldwin County.
Ooh, they sell the good stuff.
Exactly. For people who just want to work out at home and do it right.
Man, I'd be like Batman training in the Batcave.
Yeah, that's just what you'd be.
Jason's Fitness, Mobile, jasonsfitness.com, J-A-S-O-N-S, fitness.com.
Ta-ta-ta-ta, Potato Man.
That's it. I'm going to Jason's Fitness. Are you coming?
I'm with you, Potato Man.
Shut up, Spud Boy.
Jason's Fitness and Equipment. They beat internet prices every day.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to go menu at naamanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Naaman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Naaman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
Roxbury.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jolene Roxbury. Happy New Year and all that stuff. To be honest, I'm glad to have the holidays behind me. October, November, and December. There's three straight months of upheaval. Having to move stuff around, make room for decorations, additional people, animals sometimes. Because the people bring their animals and got to keep this one separated from that one. This one doesn't like other boy dogs. This one doesn't like anybody. I was talking earlier about what I think is the most popular New Year's resolution. Just watch the commercials on TV. The ones for Nutrisystem and exercise stuff pick up a lot during around the holidays, really, and a couple months past New Year's. What I was saying was once you announce to everyone that you are on a diet, you gotta find a place to hide to eat that Snickers.
You know, starting a diet is easy. It's staying on one that's hard. And how do you cheat on your diet after you've already told everybody about it? You don't want your friends to see you chow down an entire pan of seven-layer dip. It's embarrassing. But what's a girl to do?
Uh-oh! Last week, I was blogging about this new diet I started. Girl, I didn't last 2 days on that thing. Potato chips, cookies, I'm eating everything I can get my hands on, and I'm much unhappy about that. Can't let nobody know I fell off the wagon, and I don't want to lie, but it's all-you-can-eat appetizers at the club tonight. This could get scandalous.
Uh-oh. Hey there, girl, you standing in the buffet line.
You better watch your plate.
You best stand aside and let me serve up mine.
I need carbohydrates.
Cause if I pile it on fast,
shouldn't eat this.
Got a knife, fork, and spoon.
It's so full of carbs.
That's right, I'm eating in the ladies' room.
Where's my napkin?
I'll be back real soon.
Hey, when are you gonna get out of there? We've got some line of people waiting to pee out here.
Did you get what you really wanted for Christmas? Instead of playing with some really cool toy on Christmas Day, did you just stand out in the cold singing songs that make no sense? I mean, Fahu Fores, Dahu Dores, what's that all about? Well, now you can get just what you wanted at the Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale. You'll find Gumblers and Hoosers and Bump Trumpers and PlayStations and Xboxes galore at super low discount prices. Just reach in and take what you want, plus decorations, trees, and cans of hoo-hash. The Grinch's wholesale out-of-the-sack sale at the top of Mount Crumpet all Christmas Day. Hurry, what doesn't get sold gets dumped. Take advantage of a heart three times too small. Hurry, everything is cash and carry.
Smokehead!
Not Jim Carrey! Where was I? Oh, yes. When it's pennies you want to pinch, come see the Grinch. I'm just what the doctor ordered.
Jim?
Hey, Jolene! Happy Nude Year, dude!
Happy Nude Year, Earl. What's up? You know, you took us all by surprise with that last-minute trip. Are you back in the bunkhouse? I didn't see you drive past.
Yeah, I just got back, dude. I've been, like, way out of town.
Yeah, I know it's always tough for you to have to come back home. Unpack everything.
No, man, I'm just glad to be home.
Where'd you go?
Well, I was in Arkansas helping out my friend Herb, dude.
He means Arkansas, everybody. Did you say Herb?
Yeah, you see, Herb's got, like, this farm.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, it was time to harvest his crops.
Crops, mm-hmm.
And like all this help refused to work on New Year's weekend, man, so I had to chip in. I had to help him out. So, like, I didn't have nothing better to do, so I flew down to Arkansas, man.
Okay, so, what kind of crops does Herb grow?
Oh, you know, just some crops.
Yeah.
I sent you a picture of the farm. Did you get it?
Well, I did, but everybody's face is all, like, blurred out, and I can't really make anything out.
Oh, well, yeah, well, you never know who's in witness protection. You gotta be careful there.
Okay, so this is nothing like Roxbury Farms. I get it.
So anyway, it was just him and me, and with it being New Year's Eve and all, we decided to go to the store and get some libelinations, some drinks.
Libations.
And by that, I mean out. We decided to sit on the front porch and watch the ball drop at midnight.
Yeah, I've been to New York on New Year's Eve. It's a blast. So y'all stayed up and watched that, huh?
No, not the one in Times Square. Herb don't have no TV reception out there on the farm, man.
Oh, well, what ball was dropping in Herbtown?
Now that you mention it, I have no idea what Herb was talking about. So when we didn't see one, we just lit up.
Yeah, hey.
Some old sparklers Herb had left over from the 4th of July.
Okay.
Well, you know, they didn't really sparkle. They were kind of old, so they just kind of flamed up, dude. And like a few of his...
Crops.
Mm-hmm. Caught on fire, man.
Oh, no.
Pretty soon, the whole field started burning, dude. It was flaming, smoke, and everything. It's a good thing Herb had that moat installed around his property last year.
A moat?
Boy, kept that fire from spreading.
That's awful.
Oh, it was a hot mess, dude. Lucky for us, though, the town only had one fire truck and one police car, and they were downtown guarding the Black Eyed Peas.
I didn't know they were still performing.
No, a pot of Black Eyed Peas they were serving at the VFW for New Year's lunch, man. It's a big deal in that town.
Of course.
Yeah, yours, boy, it's a rockin' joint. Anyway, so the fire was contained and everything was cool.
Uh-huh.
Good thing I got out of there before the state wildlife official came out, though.
What were they doing out there?
Birds started dropping out of the sky, dude, with their eyes all goggly.
Oh, Earl.
It was all that smoke, man.
Oh.
Too much for him, I guess. Wimps. So I'm kind of keeping a low profile, dude.
I can imagine.
Oh, and if anyone from the Audubon Society calls, you haven't heard from me, okay?
I'm already trying to forget this conversation.
I never understood why they named a bird society after that highway in Germany, man. You'd think the Audubon would be bad for birds, you know, cars smacking them and everything. Well, anyway.
You gotta go.
Yeah, later, dude.
Earl T., everybody. Thank you so much.
Just a little reminder from the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. All of the celebrity voices you hear on the program are impersonated. That's right, they're not real. After all, if you had a chance to be on this program and you weren't contractually obligated to do so, would you?
Oh, contractually obligated. We've had some celebrities on this show. Okay, no. But we've tried. Anyway, that's why we have to create our own sometimes. But it's more funner that way. I think it is. And it's all the more reason. I'm so proud we're entering our 16th season together. Can you imagine? All of us have been together since 2009. And everybody is still unharmed. We all still have all our hair. I have to color mine more because, as I've said before, each gray hair has a name attached to it. All of their names. But that's why they make chemical blonde. That's why that's where that term suicide blonde came from. That In Excess song, Suicide Blonde. It's an at-home dye job. Suicide blonde. I don't do it myself because it would turn purple. Ask my brother. My brother asked me once, hey, you do know your hair is purple, don't you? I said, what? He said, come out here in the sun. Oh, man. And it wasn't really purple. It was mahogany-ish, and it had kind of a Barney sheen to it, but you know, it's okay. Your family and your good friends will tell you stuff like that. Hey, you know your hair is purple. You know you got something stuck in your teeth. You know you got BO, don't you? It's true. Oh, and ladies, how many times, and I know it's a Southern thing, how many times have you been out in public and a complete stranger will come up to you and tuck your tag in that's sticking out of the back of your blouse or your dress? That's one thing that has not been canceled. It's still allowed to touch another person to tuck their tag in. It's true. Now I'm wondering if I have a tag sticking out. I'm going to have to go check that out. You guys stay where you are. We'll be right back with more show.
You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury
Hello,
Variety
come
Hour.
You lie down on the couch. Please tell me your name again.
Amazon.com.
What's troubling you?
It seems that with every passing day, I'm filled with more hostility toward A&A Vacuum.
Is that a person?
No, you fathead, it's a store.
Okay. Why do you hate A&A Vacuum Store?
Because their machine prices are much lower than mine. They do everything. They assemble your machine for you free. They have free delivery. Their service is over the top. And they've been locally owned for 60 years and treat their customers like family.
Any advice about my anger issues?
Yeah! Accept the reality that A&A Vacuum cannot be beat.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road in Mobile.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Hey, Jolene. Hey, it's Rusty. Hey, I was, wanting to tell you, I was kind of feeling down today, a little depressed, and I'd run out of my medicine and wasn't feeling too good, and then I heard your show, and I just wanted you to know how much you bring joy and happiness to my life, really. Anyway, thank you for bringing a little bit of a smile to my face by getting to hear your voice and kind of picture you as you're speaking and think about what you're wearing. and all. But anyway, thank you. I'll talk to you later.
What a strange person.
Want to remind you guys to download the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's free and you will never have to miss any of your favorite shows. The podcasts are all right there at your fingertips.
One thing I was doing this week, cleaning out some computer files. I'm bad about just keeping everything, so.
This one goes way back. It's a call from Adeline talking about her New Year's resolution, and it's always to quit smoking.
Hi, Jolene. This here's Adeline.
Hey, Happy New Year, Adeline. How you doing?
I tell you what, I am under severe stress this afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's up?
I am trying to get off of cigarettes.
Oh.
I know if I keep on, it's just going to affect my health. It's already affecting my pocketbook. Them things are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't watch it, it's going to start affecting my voice. I understand it can become very unfeminine if you are a heavy smoker.
Mm-hmm. That's what I hear.
And a lot of the enjoyment's gone clear out of it because they don't make them more 1200s no more.
I think my mother used to smoke those.
And I tell you what, at the end of a stressful day, if you can't have you a long brown cigarette, it just ain't worth going on.
Awful.
So I figure I may as well just jump on the wagon and see how far I can get. But you know, I come from a long line of smokers. I ain't talking about my family neither. Quite literally, I just came from the longest line at the Jiffy Pack because I wanted to get me one more carton before I quit. I had to go up to the drugstore anyhow to refill my Xanax.
Mm-hmm. You already gone through a bottle, huh?
Honey, I don't even know what state I'm in right now, geographically speaking, that is. I'm just glad you're spraying on the internet so I can pick you up.
Streaming, Adeline. Streaming. Got us plugged up at the campground?
They only got one outlet here.
Really? That sucks.
And I had to get in a scrap with this whole woman who had to use it because she said her curlers weren't dry. I told her to stick her head in one of the dryers at the washateria up there because we was listening to the show.
Thank you for your dedication.
Please put on some Neil Diamond. I just love him.
We'll try.
Have a good show, darling. Bye.
It finally registered in Adeline's brain. You thought I was going to say addled brain, didn't you? I did. I said it in my mind. But anyway, she finally, it caught on that we don't do, you know, real music here. We do our fun songs and stuff, but we don't play any Neil. Play some Neil Diamond. Really? I think she used to leave messages on Sean Sullivan's voicemail, instructing him to play more Neil Diamond. More. Maybe that's why he says the show irritates him. Well, we don't do that kind of stuff anymore. Everybody's been instructed not to leave messages on Sean's voicemail. Not to call him. Don't send him any emails, text messages. Just don't bother Sean. And we try not to. We only bother Sean if there's a really, really important question we need to know. Like, are we invited to the Christmas party this year? Is there a Christmas party this year? Stuff like that. We know the answer, but we ask anyway. I'm just kidding. We had a great time here at Roxbury Farms. We did do a New Year's Eve thing, but we did it during the day. My husband was irritated because we did it during the bowl game. Alabama was in some kind of bowl game. I'm not a football person, so I don't know what bowl game it was. And we were having lots of fun outside. Earl T. had made it back from Arkansas, and as I've done since, what, 2009, I enlisted Reggie's help as well. He doesn't always get it exactly right. What is it, Jim? Oh, he's on the phone. Okay. I guess he heard me talking about him shirking some of his responsibilities. What is it, Reg?
Baby, I did all them balloons. I got all the balloons blowed up you asked me to get.
Yeah, you got those. Did you blow all those up yourself? You out of breath?
No, I ain't out of breath.
So you didn't do it all yourself?
No, I got some friends to help me with.
You got friends? You brought people up here. I asked you to do it yourself.
Well, you said I could have.
No, I did not tell you you could bring people.
You said
up
I could
here.
Have some people.
I did not, because your friends never leave.
That's what
they get here, and they
thought
never,
that's what you said.
They know they never leave. So that explains where all the sandwiches were going. Do you have my second set of Jeep keys? Where did you?
Car keys?
Yeah, my keys. Where are they?
The hip is just borrowing a car.
No. You know I don't want anybody driving my Jeep. I don't even let you drive
down,
my Jeep
Junior.
Unless I have to.
Make sure they take it by the car wash. We're going to clean it up. They got to pick up the inflatable thing.
What inflatable thing? We're done with all that. We're done with the inflatables.
You know what I'm jumping thing.
I know what it is, Reggie.
Like a castle, Junior.
A castle.
You remember that castle on Looney Tunes?
You're digressing.
That one Yosemite Sam live out in the desert in?
Yeah,
like
I know.
He was a sheik or something like that. And then Bugs Bunny moved up in there. He wouldn't let him in and everything.
Reggie.
Kept dropping a drawbridge door down on his
Reggie.
Head. That's one of them came.
You're making me
Don't
crazy.
Don't worry about it,
You're
right?
making me crazy. Why are you getting a jumpy castle
I
thing?
I can't hear everything, baby. Chill out, all right?
I can't chill out.
I got this.
Mm-mm-mm.
Town world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. She's down to earth and stuff, far from all the foof and fluff. She's a midtown girl. Her house is old, a sweet historical pearl. Worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias, they're really old.
Attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only midtown knows. Helps out at carpool, then drives through latte in
latte gray.
Her kids play soccer. They dance or they march in band.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Uh-huh. Well, it ain't gonna last. I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was a pair of melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
Hello, friends. This is Ralph Spoilsport of Ralph Spoilsport Motors. I've got a full lot filled with a lot of answers to your transportation needs. Gas going up, getting you down? Here's a little beauty that gets 60 miles to the gallon. It's not very fast, but it also mows your lawn. Here's our new electric car. It has a 300-mile range on 300 D-size batteries. If gas prices have you steamed, here's our steamer. If no gas is your goal, just shovel in the coal. But wait, we have the latest and greatest vehicle that doesn't use gas, electricity, or coal. Ladies and gentlemen, get a horse! Yes, Ralph Spoilsport Motors is now Ralph Spoilsport Stables. We got quarter horses, we got half horses, we got whole horses. Ride in Appaloosa to Tuscaloosa. Not in a hurry, get a Tennessee walking horse, or a mosey horse, or even a loitering horse. Our ponies aren't phonies. They can handle any terrain with exclusive four-hoof drive. Don't want to spend money on gas? Hey, they eat hay! And we got wagons to go with them. Covered wagons, uncovered wagons, wagon trains, wagon buses, with wheels made out of wood. You know they're good. I'm Ralph Spoilsport. A horse is a horse, of course, and nobody's equine is finer than mine. Don't mean to brag, but every nag is one you'll keep furlong. Get it, furlong? Saddle's not included.
Hey, you guys, hang in there with us. We will be right back with more show after these messages.
Neiman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast with great food and unsurpassed service. Our award-winning culinary chefs are committed to making your wedding or corporate event one to remember. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering. If you're planning a party or reception,
hey, you guys,
let
hang
Neiman's
in there
Catering
with us.
Be part
we will
of your
be
next
right
event.
Back with more
we
show.
We have great menus
after
to fit any
messages.
Budget, and we'll custom design any menu to complement your taste. Call our event planners at Neiman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at neimanscatering.com.
Since 1954, people far and wide have come to the Master for vacuum cleaner service.
Wow, I am loving this. It sounds so 70s, like an old detective show. Ooh, I know what we call it, the Vac Masters. With Vac Masters, there's no detective work involved in finding great service. David, what makes A&A's service so fabulous?
What we do when something happens, I won't need your receipt. I don't need your DNA. You bring it to me.
VacMaster.
We look it up. We fix it. Backpack vacuums, rechargeables, uprights, canisters, shampooers.
VacMaster.
So who's doing your background vocals?
The old people in the back.
Yeah, you might want to keep them back there.
A&A Vacuum, Cottage Hill Road, just west of University.
AAVacuum.net.
Hi, this is Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch. Preserving and securing the safety of the people of Mobile County is a very rewarding job, but it can also be stressful and demanding. Laughter has been shown to lower blood pressure by releasing endorphins, which counteract the negative effects of stress. And in law enforcement, that's a very valuable tool to have. One way we fight stress is by tuning in to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Join us every weekend on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Ginger Pointer, attorney at law, with a holiday reminder. It's true. There's no place like home for the holidays. And if you plan on entertaining at home this season, it's important to remember it is illegal to serve alcohol to anyone under the legal drinking age. And in Alabama, that's 21. Be smart. Be safe this holiday season.
It's a Roxbury special request. Yes, somebody requested the following.
I'm glad somebody finally moved into that vacant house down the street, but something funny's going on in that house. And you don't need to be going over there with a welcome basket until we find out what it is.
I'm just being neighborly.
No, we're keeping our distance.
You're suspicious of everybody. You watch too many cop shows.
We'll see about that. Some scary looking people just moved in down the street and I don't want to meet the neighbors. My husband wants to go by for a little meet and greet, but I don't want to meet the neighbors. There's always lots of splashing, but they don't have a pool. They got a big Rottweiler who looks at me and drools. The cops are always over there, yet no one has a clue. Oh, 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 oh. I think they got a meth lab over there too.
Meth lab?
Yeah. Got a conversion van with painted dragons on the side, and I don't want to meet the neighbors. The ice cream man won't come here because the children run and hide. I don't want to meet the neighbors. I was gonna have a party, lots of girls and pampered chef, but all my friends said, uh-uh, because they're all scared to death. Are they raising demon camels, or are they cooking meth? Oh, 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 oh. Listen to that. Those are not ordinary animals over there.
Sounds just like your mother.
Did you just say that? Really? Oh, see? The meth lab just exploded. Didn't you hear it? Roger!
Did you call the cops?
I didn't have to. You haven't noticed they've been staked out at the end of the street all week long?
You can kiss that housewarming invite goodbye.
Yeah, they'll be holding that party down at Metro.
Good news! It's time for our annual vacation.
Yay!
Where would you like to go?
I want to go to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can't afford to go to the Grand Canyon.
Aww.
But we can afford to go to Larry's Canyon.
Yay! Larry's Canyon!
Hi, I'm Larry of Larry's Canyon. 15 years ago, I dug the very first Larry's Canyon, and now the franchise has grown to canyons in 7 states. Now we're looking to expand again. If you think you'd like to own your very own Larry's Canyon Canyon, all you need is a desire to succeed, a shovel, and $30,000. We'll send you everything you need to get started, including blueprints of your canyon, pre-printed tickets, and of course, the legendary Larry's Canyon name. Turn your backyard into a tourist attraction. Join the Larry's Canyon family today. Then you too will be earning big bucks from people who don't know quality attractions from a hole in the ground.
A Roxbury flashback.
Hello?
How are you doing? It's Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Listen, how long is it going to be before you get done?
I don't know. What you need?
Well, it's going to take me about another 15 minutes to finish rolling my hair.
You know, you're the only person I know who still rolls their hair, wet hair, on those big Coke can curlers.
Then I got to sit under the dryer for about 45 minutes.
The one I got you?
I'm still using that old one I had when you were a baby.
You're not using that awesome hair dryer I bought you last year?
No, I'm still using my bicentennial dryer.
It's a relic.
Yeah, that's the one your Aunt Rita gave me for my birthday back in 76.
I remember. The one that came with a free pack of Winston 100s?
Yeah, that one.
Uh-huh.
So that'll all take about an hour, and I've got to get to the store. I figure you ought to be out and about by then, and, well, you could go for me.
Yeah. What do you need?
Well, I just need you to pick up a few things.
Oh, great.
Okay, you got something to write with?
Yeah.
I need some lemon juice.
I got you some lemon juice.
No, I don't want that kind. I mean the real lemon.
What?
Lemon juice in the bottle, Jolene.
It is lemon juice.
You brought me one of those little plastic lemons.
So?
You never know where that stuff is coming from, Jolene.
Honestly.
And you know how your dad feels about imports of any kind.
Very well, yes.
All right, now are you writing this down, Jolene?
I am.
Okay, now I need some toothpicks. Oh, you're not writing this down.
Yes, I am.
You're lying to me, I can tell, you know.
No, I'm not.
Ever since you tried to make me believe your teddy bear was the one who wet the bed.
Mama, we're on the air.
Okay.
Okay? Please.
Okay, just
please.
Regular toothpick.
I got it.
Not the kind with the little pom-poms on the end of them, okay?
Okay.
I'm cooking some of those bacon-wrapped chicken livers with the water chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't put those fancy pants toothpicks in the oven, Jolene.
I know.
Remember when you put some of them in the broiler a few years ago, Jolene?
Yeah, it was an accident.
We were all pulling plastic out of our teeth for days after that.
I know. I'm sorry. Won't happen again.
Okay, I need a can of that spray-on cheese.
Not in my house.
Well, you don't have to eat any of it, but your Uncle Bertrand loves it.
Spray cheese.
It's the closest thing to real cheese he can eat.
Okay, I'll do it for Uncle Bertrand.
Well, and he's only got his upper plate this year. Well, it's going to be hard for him to eat.
What happened to his teeth?
The poor dear. They made him take it out at the airport security checkpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never gave it back.
Ugh.
Okay, I need some extra strength Bounty paper towels.
Okay.
Don't get those cheap paper towels again, Jolene.
Okay, I won't.
You've gotten really bad about that.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, just a couple more things.
Please.
I need some of those little baby chiclets in the little bag.
Chicken? Chick?
No, the gum.
Oh.
Chiclets.
I didn't know you could...
You know, they're kind of like little micro chiclets in the bag, and they're all different colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I like those. Get me some of them.
Okay. Baby chiclets. Gum. Why can't any of the other kids do anything?
Well, they're all busy, Jolene. They have...
Here we go.
They have real jobs.
Look, I love you, and I'll take care of everything, okay?
Okay. Love you, baby.
Thanks to the new social media like Facebook and Twitter, people are communicating more than ever before. With just a few clicks, we can learn what folks are doing any time of the day. Eating, brushing teeth, watching TV, walking the dog, and all sorts of boring, tedious details that nobody cares about. If you're sick and tired of all this social media bringing you a never-ending stream of blather, then try out the new anti-social media. If you're tired of Facebook, we have Buttbook. When somebody sends you a message,
I'm currently cleaning between my toes,
they receive a picture of you giving them the moon. If the bird brains on Twitter are driving you nuts, try Buzzard Squawk. Every time someone posts some inane comment,
I just want a precision typing R-Wad.
A virtual truck runs over it, and it's devoured by a virtual buzzard. Then there's the ultimate anti-social media program, Hermitware. Install it into your computer, and it ejects the motherboard. Ah, now that's peaceful. To order your anti-social media, go bother somebody else. Leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Go away.
Hey, now. I'm Jolene Roxbury, and we do want you to find us on Facebook, the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. Remember to meet us back here next week because we will be back next week. Also, look for our podcast at fmtalk1065.com. Meet us right back here. See you soon.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour contains copyrighted material and cannot be duplicated or rebroadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of McAdoo Productions. We love you, America! Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.